Jim Willis and I am an officer.
Hi, Jim.
And by the grace of God, I'm following this program best my ability, and sometimes that's real good, and sometimes just doing it. I haven't found it necessary to take a drink to either face life or escape it since February the 6th of 1957. Club 12 and Group 12 was 7.5 years old when I got here. All the founders are still alive, and whenever our anniversary comes up, I always have a mixed feeling. There's such a tremendous deep sense of appreciation and gratitude, but then there's always a very deep sadness because some of my very best friends had gone away. I was only 26 and a half years old when I got here, and Monday I was 86. I always wonder why people clap. I mean, I figured I'll live at 120, so 86 isn't too much. But a little bit about Club 12 and Group 12. There was seven guys that were dissatisfied with the other club that was going on, and they didn't. There were several reasons. One, they couldn't play dominoes and cards as much as they wanted to, and you know, there wasn't hardly any television those days, and card games and dominoes and that sort of thing was a big deal. And another big problem at Sahara Club, there was a couple of people that was hogging all the 12-step calls. You know, one of the things that that we really can't appreciate how, no words, when I came in, you couldn't hardly find AA with a search warrant. You know, you had to know somebody that knew somebody that would be able to find them. So anyway, these seven guys put up $100 a piece, and they leased a building over at the Backridge Lodge. It was an old bottle building. You all remember bottle clubs, where you take your own bottle, because you didn't have bench drinks in San Antonio and or in Texas. And, so anyway, I had accidentally bumped into Club 12. About a year before I sobered up, I was driving around out in Brackenridge Park, and it was over off of Isleta by 16th Green golf course, and I saw a private club, and so I went over there and I asked them, could I get a 7 high? And, it was sunny. I don't think it was here old enough to remember Sunday morning, but anyway, she had to come to the door and she said, are you trying to be some kind of smart aleck? And I said, okay, then just give me some beer then. And later on I found out that was Group 12 and Club 12 Alcoholics Anonymous became my whole group. But what happened was that Group 12 and Club 12 was the whole AA program, like when I come in, there was only, we figured around 175,000 people worldwide in San Antonio, very small, and our big meetings on Friday nights would be about 30 people, and then we had a meeting, a discussion meeting, our step meeting on Wednesday, and a general discussion meeting at the same time. If we had a newcomer, let somebody take them in the office and, you know, get them the works. So we had a swimming pool. We had a fish pond that one of our members furnished with black bass, so we take turns. And we had a burial ground for bottles. We called it, you know, Dead Indians. You know, we had one member that would go and hold a ceremony. You know, when the newcomer come in, we finally found out, though, it'd be a good idea to empty the bottles before we bury them. Yeah. Sometimes you're not there and the ground is violated. So anyway, we was known as the silk stocking group. Now, that doesn't probably mean anything to you, but during World War II, silk was really a very wonderful commodity, and we couldn't get it from Japan for it. So anyway, we were sick, silk group. But AA was only, when you stop the thing and put it in perspective, Alcoholics Anonymous was only 14 years old when Club 12 and Group 12 began. And not only did it begin, but it's continuous. It's been unbroken all these years. And can you imagine the thousands of people that have come through these doors and gained their sobriety here? It's really, it's an amazing thing. When I came in, Bill Wilson was still alive for the first 14 years of my life, but he never came to San Antonio. And if he had, I probably wouldn't have wanted to get around him because he intimidated the hell out of me. Important people, which I thought was very important. Nobody important had anything to do with me, let me put it that way. So anyway, nowadays, we have so many people coming into the program, some on paper, some on their own will, whatever. But I say this, we have an opportunity that we can make a difference every day in our life if we want to. You know, if you want to see a contrast, go out to one of these nursing homes and somebody's standing around or laying around waiting to die, you know, maybe play a little bingo or something. If you and I wanted to, we could truly make a difference every day. And that's a tremendous thing. We don't want to miss that opportunity to do today. And I do want to thank the board. And when it's absolutely one time's enough, I don't think anybody, unless they're insane, would do it more than once. But it's an experience you wouldn't want to miss. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.